The fire was reported around 3 a.m. Thursday, and in a few hours, all that was left was a pile of smoldering rubble. There were no injuries, but Clearwater Lodge co-owner Patsy Ewing was clearly exhausted at around 10 a.m. Thursday after a nearly sleepless night.
It's overwhelming.
Ewing was fielding questions from the local fire chief while entering phone numbers and other data into her cell phone, which was constantly buzzing in her pocket with texts and Facebook posts from friends and well-wishers.
Oh, I'm still spinning, but it's the people contacting me has been amazing. I felt a lot of care and concern and
a lot of support from the local.
Absolutely.
The Facebook right now is
my phone is blowing up with people saying, you know, you okay? We're so sorry. And it's just amazing.
State forestry firefighters kept watch overnight at the site because of red flag fire conditions and winds that were expected to kick up overnight. The lodge was a total loss. Rural Deltana Fire Chief Tim Castleberry estimated damages totaling about $1 million. Castleberry had just begun investigating, so he couldn't say what sparked the fire.
We're not sure. It's looking like it possibly started in the basement, but once things cool down, we'll be able to get and look a little bit more.
But it's not just a dollar and cents loss. An important piece of Delta area history also went up in smoke Thursday. The lodge was built back in 1954 by Al Remington, who, along with several others, settled in the Clearwater area around that time and developed it. Patsy and her husband, Kevin, bought it in 2001 from Remington's grandson. The lodge was known far and wide over the years as a headquarters for local snow machine racers. It's more widely known by folks from all over who come here for a meal and a cold one after a day fishing on the Clearwater.
A lot of people out of Anchorage, a lot of people out of Fairbanks love to come here because it's amazing fishing and it had a great atmosphere.
It's also a favorite place for campers from the Clearwater State Recreation Area located next door. Ewing says she hadn't had much of a chance to think about the future yet.
Yeah, probably my knee-jerk reaction, and probably it will be rebuilt, but that's, we'll see how the money falls out. That's always an issue.
Today, after a good night's sleep, Patsy and Kevin Ewing may begin seriously considering the idea of a new lodge arising from the ashes of the old one. In Delta, I'm Tim Ellis.